plan that they didn't pay for, and the war. So all this stuff's baked in with all the interest payments for it. It's like somebody goes to a restaurant, orders a big steak dinner, martini, all that stuff. And then, just as you're sitting down, they leave. And accuse you of running up the tab. That's what they do. I am not making this up. I mean, press, go back, check, take a look at the numbers. So we've made tough cuts, and we've proposed additional work that we can do. Streamlining government, cutting more waste, reforming our tax code so it's simpler and fair, but also so that it asks the wealthiest Americans, folks like me, to pay a little bit more. Now, in contrast, my opponent, he's proposed a new $5 trillion tax cut on top of the Bush tax cuts. This includes a 25% tax cut for nearly every millionaire in the country. Now he won't detail how he's going to pay for this. But the bill for this tax cut will either be passed on to our children, or it's going to be paid for by you, a whole lot of ordinary Americans. And I refuse to let that happen again. I refuse to pay for another millionaire's tax cut by eliminating medical research on projects that could help cure cancer or Alzheimer's. I refuse to pay for another tax cut by kicking kids off of Head Start programs or asking students to pay more for college or eliminating health insurance for millions of poor and elderly and disabled Americans who rely on Medicaid.
That's right.
I'm not going to allow Medicare to be turned into a voucher, you know, that would end the program as we know it. We're going to reform Medicare, not by shifting costs to seniors, but by reducing the spending that isn't making people healthier. There are ways to do this that don't put the burden on seniors. That's what's at stake, Baltimore. And on issue after issue, we cannot afford the next 4 years going backwards. We need forward, not backwards. We need better, not worse. America doesn't need to refight the battles we just had over Wall Street reform and health care reform. Let me tell you something. Allowing 2.5 million young people to stay on their parents' health insurance plan, that was the right thing to do. Cutting prescription drug costs for seniors, right thing to do. We're not going to go back to the days when insurance companies could cancel your policy or deny you coverage or charge women differently than men. We're not going back there. We don't need another political fight about ending a woman's right to choose or getting rid of Planned Parenthood, taking away access to affordable birth control. I want women to control their own health choices, just like I want my daughters to have the same opportunities as your sons. Working with Barbara Mikulski and others, I want to sign the Paycheck Fairness Act into law so women can fight for fair pay. We're not turning back the clock. We want to go forward. We need to put an end to elections where multi-million-dollar donations speak louder than the voices of ordinary citizens. We're not going back to the days when you can be kicked out of the United States military just because of who you are and who you love. We're moving forward to a country where we treat everybody fairly and everybody equally with dignity and respect. And here in Maryland, thanks to the leadership of committed citizens and Governor O'Malley, you have a chance to reaffirm that principle in the voting booth in November. It's the right thing to do. It's time to stop denying citizenship to responsible young people just because they're children of undocumented immigrants. You know, this country is at its best when we harness the God-given talents of every individual, when we hear every voice, when we come together as one American family, and we're all striving for the same American dream. That's what we're fighting for. That's why I'm running for president. And that's why I need your help. You know, Maryland, this election's going to be even closer than the last one. We're going to have to contend with even more negative ads, more cynicism, more foolishness than we saw in the last campaign. But the outcome of this election, ultimately, it's up to you. That's one thing we learned in 2008. There's nothing more powerful than millions of voices calling for change. When you knock on enough doors and pick up a phone and talk to enough neighbors and friends, and when you decide it's time for change to happen, guess what? Change happens. Change comes to America. And that's the spirit we need again. So if people ask you, well, what's this campaign about? You tell them it's still about hope.
Yes.
You tell them it's still about change.
Yes.
You tell them it's still about ordinary people.
Yes.
Who believe that in the face of great odds, we can make a difference in the life of this country. I still believe that. I believe this country is not as divided as our politics suggests. We've got more in common than the pundits tell us. I believe we're not Democrats or Republicans first. We're Americans first. Most of all, I still believe in you, and I want you to keep believing in me. You know, I told you in 2008 I wasn't a perfect man. Michelle told you too. And I told you I'd never be a perfect president. But I promised you I would always tell you what I thought, and I'd always tell you where I stood. And most of all, I told you I'd wake up every single day fighting as hard as I knew how on your behalf to make your life a little bit better. And I have kept that promise. And I will keep it as long as I have the honor of serving as your president. So if you're willing to stick with me and fight with me and press on, if you're willing to work even harder than we did in 2008, I guarantee you we will move this country forward. We will finish what we started. And we'll remind the world just why it is the United States of America is the greatest nation on earth. God bless you. God bless America. Thank you. Thank you.